The traditional 3-month emergency fund is completely dead. It is time to start planning for a 12-month safety net.
Honestly, that sounds a little crazy right out of the gate. 12 months of expenses is a massive amount of cash.
It is a lot of cash, but the economy shifted. That old 3-month rule just leaves people exposed today.
I mean, I get that things are expensive right now, but why is 3 months suddenly not enough runway?
The biggest issue is that modern job hunts take way longer than 90 days.
You always hear about low unemployment, though. Are people really out of work that long?
The aggregate numbers hide the reality of an individual job hunt. The average duration of unemployment is actually 20.6 weeks.
Wait, so that is roughly 5 months.
Exactly. If it takes 5 months to find a job, a 3-month fund is mathematically guaranteed to run out.
That makes total sense. You would be putting 2 months of rent and groceries straight on a credit card.
And that assumes your rent and groceries cost the same as they did 3 years ago.
Which we all know is definitely not the case.
Right. Inflation quietly ate our purchasing power. The higher price levels are permanent.
So if you saved your 3 months back in 2020, it probably only buys 2 months today.
Spot on. You have to constantly adjust your target number to match your current cost of living.
Plus, our fixed household expenses are just so much higher now.
Exactly. Half of Americans spend over 30% of their gross income just on housing.
You cannot exactly cancel your lease or pause your car payment just because you lost your job.
Exactly. So many costs are locked in now. A sudden loss of income drains your cash reserves incredibly fast.
Okay, but let me push back a little bit here. Millions of people are struggling to save anything at all.
That is the harsh reality. Bankrate found that 27% of adults have no emergency savings whatsoever.
So telling someone with zero in the bank to save 12 months seems like a setup for failure.
You definitely do not start with 12 months. The first step is just getting a small buffer in place.
Like $1,000 just to cover a random car repair or a medical bill.
Yes, having even $2,000 in savings makes a massive difference. You are 19% less likely to raid your retirement accounts.
That is huge. A little bit of cash protects your big long-term investments.
It is the ultimate defense mechanism. Once you have that baseline, then you work toward the bigger goal.
Does absolutely everyone need a full year of expenses saved up, though? What if I have a super stable job?
Not everyone needs it. If you are a dual-income household in recession-proof industries, a smaller fund might still work.
So the 12-month rule is more for people carrying elevated financial risk.
Right. Single earners, freelancers, and highly specialized professionals really need that larger cash cushion.
That makes sense. If I live alone and lose my job, my household income instantly drops to zero.
There is no backup paycheck to lean on.
And if you are specialized, it is even harder. Finding a new role that matches your salary takes much longer.
Exactly. For those groups, a 3-month fund is just a false sense of security.
Okay, so let us talk about how to actually build this thing. Saving a year of cash feels impossible.
It is impossible if you just save whatever is left over at the end of the month.
Yeah, because the personal saving rate is only about 4% right now. That would take decades.
Which is why you need a highly structured approach. First, you have to find your survival number.
Meaning, we do not calculate the goal based on our comfortable, everyday lifestyle.
Right. Your survival number is your bare-bones budget. It is the absolute minimum you need to survive.
So, no dining out and no vacations. Just housing, basic groceries, utilities, and minimum debt payments.
Exactly. Calculating your goal based on that lower survival number makes a 12-month fund much more attainable.
I like that, but staring at a goal of $30,000 or $40,000 is still pretty paralyzing.
That is why you break it down into micro milestones to keep your motivation high.
So you celebrate when you hit $1,000, then celebrate 1 full month, then 3 months.
Exactly. Personal finance is highly psychological. You have to recognize your progress to prevent burnout.
And I am guessing you cannot rely on willpower to make those transfers every single month.
You have to automate the process completely. Set up an automatic transfer the day after your paycheck hits.
Treat it like a strict bill you are legally obligated to pay, out of sight and out of mind.
And when you get a tax refund or an annual bonus, route it directly to that emergency fund.
Do not let those windfalls sit in your checking account. They will just vanish into everyday spending.
One last crucial step. You have to keep this massive amount of cash in a high-yield savings account.
Because if it sits in a normal bank account earning nothing, inflation is just going to destroy its value.
Exactly. You absolutely need a competitive interest rate to help offset the rising cost of living.
So the big takeaway is to not try to build this overnight. It is a multi-year project.
Your one next step today is to calculate your bare-bones survival number and set up an automatic transfer. For more practical guides on building your safety net, visit geldzac.com.